hey, marijuanders, and we are social distancing. I am watching my co-host. You're making me dizzy in front of the camera.
Sorry,
right,
dude.
You're rocking back and forth, trying to make yourself feel okay.
Yeah, rocking Grizz.
Yeah. How you holding up, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm getting a little sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just getting sick of it now. At least I get to go places and work because I'm allowed to, but it's the no human contact, man. I didn't realize how much I liked people. Like, I've hated people my whole life.
Yeah. I didn't.
And suddenly,
that. Yeah.
All I want is like human contact. Like, I'm walking down the street today, walking my dog. I got a little tiny dog. He's cute. He's blind. He's deaf. Right.
Yeah.
He roams around, does his thing. And I'm passing people. I'm going, hey, how you doing? And everybody just puts their heads down. And they walk along. They don't say hello. And they don't do anything. And it's really cold, man. It's freaking me out.
Everybody's so scared, right? And you know what the problem, I think, is? We're Canadian guys, if you're listening to this anywhere else in the world. And by the way, we are remote of one another. Brian, the Grizzmeister there, is downtown in the core of Toronto.
Can you hear the sirens?
Yeah.
I'm on my front porch. Can you hear the sirens?
Yeah, man. It's chaos down there, isn't it?
No, dude. It's the apocalypse.
Is there rioting?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Toilet paper's on sale at Shoppers.
Oh, come on. That's what's going on. You better get off the phone right now with me. I am way, way north of the city. So I'm going to say this. I noticed things don't seem all that different. People are still going here and there. I went to a baker today, had to like wash down, basically put gloves on, and then somebody chose every item from the shelf for me that I wanted. That was unusual.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Wow. It's creepy. It's creepy, man.
But it's creepy if you look at it from that perspective, right? But here's what I'm noticing in Canada. We get a lot of American news. In fact, I've got Dr. Oz on in front of me right now. What's with his eyebrows?
I don't know. They're kind of weird, eh? It's not just me, right?
I think he might be a Vulcan.
Sarek. It's Sarek.
Look at him. Those eyebrows cannot come down. They just have to stay perched at all times. And I don't think he has top teeth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's
weird.
Trying to help people. So basically, we see this horrible thing going on in Italy. We see this horrible thing going on in China. We see this horrible thing going on in the U.S. And here in Canada, we're at the time that we record this, I think like 111 deaths and a few thousand cases. And we're reporting almost 2,000 cases recovering at the same time. So we seem to have a handle on it where so many other... Okay, now I'm nervous. I hear another siren.
I'll turn my back.
What is going on? Oh, by
How's
the way,
that?
I also see a red dot on your forehead right now.
Yeah, no.
It's the task force.
It's brutal.
So, you know, we see numbers that are terrifying all day long that apply to 250 million people. Or, well, how many people are in the U.S.? Do we know that number? I don't know that number.
320 million.
Okay, so 320 million people, and they're at, how many deaths are they at right now?
Almost 2,000.
So 2,000 deaths in Canada would be terrifying by comparison to 111. And our perspective is lost based on the scope of the size of the world number. You know, like the numbers create panic because we're watching a death toll on TV.
That's what I was telling you, the death clock, man.
Yeah.
They put the death clock on TV and everybody's coming home, right? And they're smoking the wrong kind of weed. And they put on CNN.
Oh, yeah, that's it. There's the end of the night.
It went up again. Oh, two more, three more, five more. And it's like, oh, man, just get it off.
I think that if we put the death toll up for other stuff or another toll, like how about news douchebags? If we put that tally up, that would be like way beyond the death toll for coronavirus.
Yeah, like it's getting ridiculous.
I fucking hate the news now. I know that.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. It's everybody's talking like really here. I'm going to digress for a second.
Okay, now hold on. Before we do that, subscribe to the show because what's about to happen, you can hear anytime on this show. I can turn this key anytime. I have the ability to turn what's about to happen on at any time. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. Grizz.
Yeah.
What's really going on here, man? What are you noticing? You keep an eye on the news.
Oh, you want me to go deep into that stuff? Like the smoke joint? Oh, God, here we go.
Well, okay. Do you want me to ask questions that might incite
okay, you? Can, yeah, let's play a game, Mike.
Okay.
All right. Let's play a game.
In the news, we're chasing a virus that is fairly new to the world, right? And in reality, you feel, and many others actually, feel that this is a virus that is, it's up to something more than just... more than just spreading around humanity. It was probably here for some time, you think?
No, I don't think it was here for some time. I think it's all messed up, right? Like I was listening to a guy from Harvard the other day, a doctor, and he was saying, when you look at it, it's this virus is SARS-1, SARS-2, and HIV-2. So how do those three things line up so perfectly?
Yeah.
Right? So, and why would someone work on something like that? And why do we have these places where they go and they try to find ways to accelerate viruses? And why is it there's always something going on that's trying to terrify us? And it's been going on for the past 10, 15 years. And if somebody was going to attack the United States, I'm going deep here. So okay. Everybody forgive me.
Yeah.
Right. We all know that. And we've all talked about it when we do our own conspiracy shit around a campfire, you know, after a couple of joints
okay,
or whatever.
Well, that's where we're at right now, by the way. This is right. We're not news guys. We're not doctors. We're just two. I'm pretty high, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Me too, actually. Yeah. It's different doing it at home because you can get high. I don't have to drive anywhere.
Are you liking this more?
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of nice. I kind of like it.
All right.
So, but if you were going to, my phone's ringing. It's got to go away. If you were gonna mess with a country like America, we all talked about what the next war would be like, and it wasn't going to be bombs and shit. It was going to be viral and germ warfare, and we've all talked about this conspiracy stuff because it's true. This stuff happens. So if China wanted to declare war on the States, how else would they do it? If you go on conspiracy theory.
Okay.
How else would they do
it? I guess we never...
There's no better way.
I think it was you that said to me, we all said that the next war wouldn't be fought with guns and tanks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if that is the theory, then here's a little addition that I just read tonight that I found a little disturbing. The doctor that reported this virus was getting out of control to the world without China's knowing did it on... what is the app that they're allowed to use in China?
WeChat.
And about a million people instantly got on that that posting. And it became how we really found out about what's going on with coronavirus in the first place. She's gone missing.
Yeah, she went missing. And the other guy died.
Yeah.
So that's not suspicious at all.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
it's really
weird. And then add to this. This is worrisome. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay.
I noticed tonight, by the way, if you're not into this, you've had too much of this already, I'm sorry. We'll probably not get off of it, though, tonight. Maybe the next time, okay? But I don't
once
see
you
how...
Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Popcorn,
okay, so
man.
So here's the thing. What was I going to say? We were talking about what?
We were talking about... weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so, okay. So now, tonight, this scared me a little bit too. And what do you think about this? Trump is sending basically the army out to say to the narco community, no fucking way. Don't even think about it. Now, what is it that they think the narcos will do? Or are they chasing down the narco criminal element of the world for spreading this virus? Now, go with me on this.
Okay.
In cocaine to old people in senior citizens' homes.
They could be doing that.
Yeah.
But what I would
say
is this.
Deep. That's too deep, that one?
Well, no, it's not too deep because the U.S. military had a press conference today and they are sending out to the Pacific coast, right? And throughout the Caribbean also, they're sending destroyers and air support.
Yeah.
Now, usually the U.S. Coast Guard deals with that. And I got a tweet here from a congressman that was quoting the general that was speaking, and he said, "We're at war with COVID-19. We're at war with COVID-19. We're at war with terrorists, and we're at war with the drug cartels. This is the United States military. You will not penetrate this country. You will not get past Jump Street. You are not going to come in here and kill additional Americans."
I read that.
That's serious, bro.
Who put
That's
that,
not a joke.
Where was that posted from?
Twitter.
By
and,
who?
Let me just get her name here. Elizabeth Harrington.
And who's she?
She's a congresswoman, a Republican. She didn't do anything other than just put the quote up and put the clip attached to it. So she didn't add anything. She didn't go, rah, rah, we're going to go send the military out.
Well, the military's gone. They've already departed, as I understand it. This is what they call like a, what's that, a zero operation where we find out about it long after they're already there.
Well, yeah. And why do you send destroyers to deal with a drug cartel, man? We're talking about like destroyers. They bomb cities.
Yeah.
Right? They take
out. By the way, if you hear the wind, that's because Grizz is standing outside on his porch doing this.
I know.
Is that just
hear the breeze?
You can have like random dubs as we do this?
Kind of, yeah. Just so I can have a cigarette and hang out. It's nice outside. You don't get out much.
No.
Right?
Well, you sound great. Okay, well, this is all weird, worrisome stuff. But then, okay, do you mind if I
have
a couple
sleeping
more?
Tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, we appreciate you listening to the show. Sorry if this is scary. Oh, I tried to get Nicholas on with us tonight. Soundboard Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've ever met somebody so terrified by something in my life as coronavirus in anybody, it's got to be Nick.
Oh, dude, he's turned into Baby Huey.
He's really losing his boo-boo, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, he's complete
he's gotta be
hazmat suit and everything.
Is he down to that? Is he like...
Well, he's like, he goes shopping, and then he comes home, and he takes off his clothes and washes his clothes, and then, he's pretty serious about this.
All right. Well, my thing is hand sanitizer. Every time I find it someplace, I buy it.
Yeah. That and toilet paper.
I think we're programmed. I'm a little worried as well about the economy as everybody is. If you were going to reset the economy properly,
right.
Well, let's put it this way. There's a lot of countries that value themselves in a different way than real diplomatic, legit countries do. I'm not saying who, right? But if you had to do a reset on stuff and start spending money on your own country, we keep hearing that the U.S. is like, we're going to put this money into... If we're going to put money out there, it's going into infrastructure.
And into people's pockets. See, before the money didn't go to the people. Right? The money went to the corporations and the banks. Trump did something different. He took a couple of trillion dollars and he packed it into Americans' pockets.
Yeah.
That's different. That'll change the economy.
I think it will. It'll actually bounce the economy pretty nicely for them. And we'll benefit here in Canada from that, I'm sure.
Well,
but
there's going to be a...
But
sorry.
What I'm saying is... go ahead.
I was going to say it's going to be a dead cat bounce, though. Right. I think it'll bounce. The economy will be okay, but something's going to happen down the line because with all the debt forgiveness that they're doing and the deferment, the banks are going to have to recoup their money. And that means that I think interest rates are going to have to go up.
I do think that happens coming out of a recession or a depression every time.
I want everybody to know this too, though, Mike, and I think you might agree with me that interest rates going up isn't a bad thing because it makes your money in the bank worth something.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, and we want the banks to survive. And, I'm sure that we all hate the banks. By the way, banks have had to rejig what they do entirely to become a smaller retail operation entirely. So, anyway. But what I think is, what if you needed to reset the world economy on a more standardized footing? Building infrastructure into your country with all this money and putting money into the pockets of people, is that a way to rebuild Rome, do you think?
No, it's not really a way to rebuild Rome. But see, the one thing about if all Western economies, for the most part, it's that bootstrap thing that people say is racist nowadays, right? Western economies tend to be able to pick themselves out of the dirt every single time, one way or another. So I think
it's based on, I think, kind of the perfect size of population comparatively to many of the places. Like, I think coming out of this, China has a really hard time because we're not going to buy into China as easily, no matter what anybody in the world does. Let's talk about, and so I think that they're going to have a struggle by comparison. I think Canada is going to follow suit. But the other thing that bugs me is how long we have to be remote of one another. It's just a little much.
Yeah. And people are getting uptight about it now.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and this will make people crazy.
Well, they're talking Toronto just extended it, or Ontario extended it, or something like that for another 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. And again, it's like this is freaky because we've all kind of lost our freedom in a way that we never understood before.
No, I know. This is our generation for sure.
Right. Right. This is something completely foreign to us. And I think that you know what? That's something else that we take for granted here. And I might go on a little bit of a historical bent here, but freedom is a relatively new thing. Like Canada, the USA, they're new countries. They're very, very young.
Oh, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things. And when you look across the world, all those older countries are just filled with poverty and corruption. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrible. So,
yeah, and there's been so many turnover. I mean, it's so funny as you go through Europe. Well, this was French, this was German, this was Russian, this was French again, then this was German, and in the end, it was the Swiss. Oh, okay. We're not used to massive change in a country. But one thing I will say is I'm kind of proud of Canadians so far. We're all finding a way to deal, and I don't think 12 weeks. I think that if we end up as Canadians bringing these numbers down to next to zero here in Canada, we'll be allowed to be around each other a little bit more frequently. And I think that things will start to open up a little bit in much less time than 12 weeks. But I like that the emergency order says that they can get us back into this mode again pretty quickly if need be, because China's doing it right now.
Well,
they say they're doing it.
Yeah, that they say lots of things, man. They said that there was nothing going on. They said lots of stuff. Like, this is the problem. Everyone's going Trump, Trump, Trump. What a terrible human being. And I don't care if you like him or hate him.
I don't think people are doing that right now. I think that he's getting there's a group of people that say he's killing people, and a group of people saying that he's saving the world.
You know, dude, I talked to my cousin yesterday, who's, you know, a relatively smart guy, like a very smart guy. And he went off on me like something else. He just started, for some reason, he started talking about how terrible America's handled it and Trump this and Trump that. And I said, yeah, but kind of China didn't tell anybody about it. And the World Health Organization really, really messed that up too. And then he went to racism, racism, racism. Like, it was impossible to talk about the issue.
You know,
people
so funny.
Have lost their minds.
Yeah, it's so funny. An American buddy of mine said to me just yesterday, oh, I love it that you guys are up there carrying China's water with your guy from Canada and the World Health Organization. And Canada's got such low numbers of this virus. That seems coincidental. I'm like, oh, yeah, I never thought of it. I don't know.
Yeah. Thank God the nation is as spread apart as it is.
Yeah.
Thank God there are only a few large cities, because even capital cities in some of the provinces like – you know, Alberta, not, I won't use Edmonton, sorry, I'll say Calgary. Calgary, that just turned 1 million people maybe 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not a big city, right? So we're fortunate and we're spread out. That means a lot in terms of keeping people relatively safe. But again, when I think about this, I don't know anybody who's got coronavirus, and a lot of people apparently have it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of, I see a lot of famous people have it.
I noticed that.
See them on the news.
The guy from, lead singer of something Wayne. What was it called?
Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah, the lead singer died.
Yeah, he died. John Prine's in the hospital. Joe Dithy died. And some actor from Will and Grace.
Prince Charles died.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No.
That seems impossible.
It seems impossible that he's still alive then.
Well, it feels crazy that he got that close to the Queen with that.
No, really. The Queen and I never really... how does your Prince Charles sound? It's a terrible... what is with these guys?
Well, I think he's more like... he's got a sort of a... He talks like he had a mouthful of potatoes, right? So he's kind of like, you know, William and Harry were... Oh, Harry, stop it. Stop it, Harry. You're not my son.
Yeah, Harry, look at your hair, son. You're ginger. Look at
it's. You're redhead for a reason.
Yes. Fine. Go to L.A. or Canada, wherever you feel you'd like to go. That's wonderful. I'll tell you this. I had this terrible disease, and I felt under the weather terribly for several days. And, it's not pleasant. Royalty doesn't really tolerate viruses, you see. So I really would recommend you do not get it. It's terrible. It's such a fucking drip.
You know what? That whole royal family story thing that's going on now is even crazy. The Meghan Markle and Prince Harry thing. Oh yeah, let's take a stop in Canada. Now we're gonna go to LA because it's probably safer there for them. I figure.
Yeah.
Or they figure, right? That's been a whole shit show.
Yeah, man.
Well.
And the whole family's falling apart. Have you seen the royal family? The queen hung in to be queen too long.
Really?
I think
you think so?
The whole thing's coming apart at the seams, man. Don't wave at your neighbors. I just saw that.
You saw that?
Don't
wave. My neighbors say.
Yeah, don't wave because you could get corona. They're saying now that waving at people, you could get coronavirus.
Okay, dude, here's one for you. You're a germaphobe. This is why I'm going to love saying this.
No.
They say that a sneeze can hang in the air for 3 hours. So if you're walking down a sidewalk.
I've put farts out there that 3-4 hours later were highly detectable.
It happens. It happens. Yeah.
Pardon me.
No, it's all creepy.
Not corona, I hope. That's just chronic. So, okay. Well, look, it's all weird. Okay, what is the... Give me the big, in your mind, conspiracy not being reported by the news angle on this. Brought to you by theawakener.ca, a podcast I like to listen to.
Well, okay.
Here we go.
There was a Chinese scientist who was given the Order of Canada was working in Winnipeg, Canada, and her and a bunch of Chinese students were removed from a level 4 facility in the level 4 virus facility in Winnipeg and sent back home.
Why?
Because, well, nothing ever really came out. It was all very hush hush. Nobody knows the details. We do know that out of that facility as well, they transported SARS and Ebola basically in carry-on on a domestic flight over, not a domestic flight, an international flight over to China. Huh. So
how do we know that?
Because it was in the newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making it up. This isn't conspiracy stuff. This is go look in the newspapers, and these were scandals that actually happened that have been forgotten about.
And that was, what, a couple of years ago, you're saying?
Yeah, I think it was 2017 or 2018.
Okay.
It's not that long ago.
So now
there's a virus. Now they take this stuff over to China, to their facility.
Yeah.
Now, in the meantime, in I think it was 2007, there was a paper written in the United States that said that the Wuhan facility was in peril of
having a super virus.
Yeah, escape. Okay. Right? So everybody knew that this place was shady to begin with. Right? Anyway, so I think that they've been working on biological weaponry, and this was one of them, because they look for ways to increase spread rate with these things when they have these viruses, right? All you have to do is read stuff. This is all, you can read papers. You don't have to go read conspiracy sites. You can go to real legitimate sites. Anyway, so I think they were engineering something, and whether it got out accidentally or whether it got out on purpose, it is in fact something horrible. And it means that they were designing something to kill people. And a lot of people are dying because of this. And if it's hundreds of thousands, I'm sorry, to me, there are no coincidences. I don't think it's an accident. The disease the people that die from it are 70% men. It kills predominantly white men. I find it very creepy. All these little things, the way they fit together.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Now I'll tell you my conspiracy end on this.
Okay.
And it's just one little quirk in my life, an experience that I had that you had with me. Because I believe that you probably, if you think about when I had it and when you had it.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It's in that incubation period. So I go to Florida with my family and become incredibly sick with an upper respiratory cough that comes on. I mean, within a couple of days, I am underneath it. There's not much I can do. It's just cough, 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 cough. Trying to get a breath is tough. I'm achy all over. I am burning a fever. It's not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it hangs in, this cough, and you might remember this, for what, 8 weeks?
Yeah, I was there for a while with you.
And it was in that, you would lay down, it would just gurgle at the top of your respiratory system. You'd be like, and it was terrible. I believe that I've had this, and I believe you did too.
But
I suspect that I had it.
But if you had a wet cough, it may not have been, because they say it's a dry.
Oh, no, it was dry.
Oh, okay.
And so then it just sits in your upper respiratory.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
It wasn't like a phlegmy thing where you were constantly
coughing
up phlegm, but you were coughing, and it was just, and it did have that gurgle, but it never went away. Like, you just couldn't get it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And so I wonder if I and other people, because I know a lot of people that were complaining about it around just before Christmas. Many people had it right through Christmas.
Well, I remember when I had it too. It felt like somebody beat my body with a baseball bat, and I slept for almost 2 weeks. Right. And I had a sore throat and a dry cough. But I remember what you're saying there about that. It felt like your lungs were full of something. And then I remember the day I got out that last chunk of lung butter.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's over.
It's so funny that you say that. It ends in a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone in a day. What I had, I'm not saying this is what we had. I suspect that it is. I'd like to be tested for the antibodies just to see.
Yeah. I mean, more people should probably do that, because they are taking plasma from people that have the antibodies to try and help those that have the coronavirus now. That was just announced tonight.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory for you. Now, here's a bit of reality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we were kids, if you had told us that everybody's got to go home just so that we don't get sick, you're fine. Just go home. You can play outside. You can't play with each other. You got video games, you got comics, you got whatever we would have had, right? We would have been just like jumping for joy. And now we've got the opportunity. The government's going to put some bucks in our pocket as best they can. Everybody's banding together in this country as best we can. And we're doing really, really well just staying indoors. So if you're Canadian listening to this, keep doing what we're doing, because it's obviously working. Everybody's going to be okay. And let me add to this. Can you see what this is in my hand? Can you see that?
I can.
You know what that is?
That looks like a vape.
It's a vape cartridge, which is now available on the Ontario Cannabis store site.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if you're into vape cartridges, now available. And I'm about to switch over to the Ontario Cannabis store for fear of people touching my weed. How do you feel about that?
I think that's all right. Mail order weed. That was the whole idea, wasn't it?
But do you feel it's weird? Do you trust non-government sanctioned weed?
Yes.
Now? You do,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I always will.
You don't think that you could? No, but you don't think you can get coronavirus off of somebody touching your weed?
I got more chance of getting coronavirus by going to the store. In there with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like to do mail order. I don't want to register online and stuff.
Do you go to a dispensary still?
I go. There's a legal one and an illegal one, and I go to both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened just now? You all right?
Nothing. I just got a dry throat.
Oh, that's how it starts.
Shut up.
Not coronavirus. Nervousness, man. You might be nervous.
Yeah, that's it.
That was just a little nervousness leaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hear that in my voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Grizz Whitaker, I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too.
Yeah. but my name is getting better.
Touching, I want to touch you.
The touch fingers. I never thought it was. Now let me ask you something.
Sure.
Aren't you glad all those times we hugged now that I made you hug?
No, still no.
Dude, come on.
No, I'm
even
still good.
Even 14 days into this shit, you don't miss hugging me?
No.
Okay. I didn't really expect that you did.
Of course.
What are you smoking?
I'm still smoking Cookie Monster, but a little while ago, you gave me some weed.
Yeah.
I smoked that. I don't know what it was that you gave me, but it was incredible.
Oh, really?
It was excellent. It was some of the best weed I smoked.
I would love some of that back.
Yeah, that was. I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed it.
I have a pink gas mask, and that might be what you had, and it's absolutely insane. And then I got this really good strain about a week ago, and it was Mimosa. Oh, it was really good. Mary J was the grower. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really, really tasty, yummy weed, I got to tell you.
A sativa or an indica?
It was a sativa.
Nice.
And the gas mask, that there is an indica. And on the vape right now, I've got Girl Scout cookies. Quite yummy.
Oh, I love Girl Scout cookie. That's my favorite weed.
Yeah? All right.
Well, it was for others.
I'll save you one of these vapes for when we get back together, all right?
I don't do vapes, dude. I don't do vapes.
Well, then I won't use that.
They mess with my throat. They're just not good.
Yes, they are harsh. There is no two ways about it. Yeah.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Well, it's something you either get into or you don't. I do find that it does make me makes me cough.
It's too handy.
It's handy too. Yeah. It's really easy to just parf on one of those for sure. Yeah.
Too easy.
All right. Well, look, maybe we should keep an eye on the news and do this more often, as long as all you have to do is stand out on your deck, huh?
Yeah. For sure. We stand out here and listen to sirens together.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, look, this has been a weird episode. I know we're all trying to get adjusted to stuff, and we're trying to find things to talk about because there is only one thing to talk about. But I promise you, I will start to scour for weirdness, and I think that that's what we're going to fill this up with. Stuff you can watch, stuff we saw, stupid memes. Check us out online, marawanderers.com. By the way, it's about to get a revamp, dude.
Yeah, you were saying. I'm looking forward to seeing that, man.
It'll be a resource and, as soon as possible, a store. You hear what I'm
saying?
Store? Yes.
A store.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. We're going to have shit for sale there.
Excellent.
You can buy and help with the show. Also, coming up, we have the ability to get guests in. It looks like we're going to have Scotty G from the Funky Bunch back.
That'd be nice.
We're going to reach out to a bunch of different artists and get them on the show. And do this as often as we can, just to keep you amused. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
Right.